The County Writes, The County Reads is brought to you by Books & Company, 289 Main Street in Picton. Visit PictonBookstore.com. Books & Company, County Roots, County Reads.
Welcome to the show. Opening this Thursday at Mount Tabor Playhouse, it's County Roads Theater Company's production of On a First Name Basis by Norm Foster, and starring John Koskin and Joe McBride. I stopped by Mount Tabor last week to speak to the actors, but first, an excerpt from the play. Joan in the role of Lucy Hopperstad, housekeeper to the very successful but cantankerous novelist David Kilbride, played by John.
Oh, thank you, Miss Hopperstad. Is it 7:30 already?
Yes, sir, 7:32.
7:32? Then you're late, aren't you? I'm kidding, Miss Hopperstad.
Of course you are, sir.
It was a joke.
Of course it was.
You knew that,
yes,
right?
Sir.
That it was a joke?
Yes, sir. From the moment that you said it was a joke.
You know, I have quite the sense of humor, Miss Hopperstad. What's wrong?
I'm waiting for the punchline to this joke, sir.
You don't think I have a sense of humor?
Once again, sir, waiting for the payoff.
Miss Hopperstad, I'll have you know that in my writing circles, I'm known as quite the comedian.
In your writing circles?
Yes.
With those gentlemen who write papers on the rate of photosynthesis in gymnosperms and the benefits of potassium bisulfate as a food preservative?
Yes.
I don't doubt that you are the class clown of that group, sir.
How do you know about potassium bisulfate?
It was discussed during the group's last gathering here. I was in the kitchen.
And you overheard us?
Overheard every word, even with my head in the oven and the gas up full.
Now, Miss Hopperstad, those meetings aren't that tedious. True, these gentlemen are from the science field for the most part, but they are all writers nonetheless, and it is beneficial for writers to assemble on occasion for the exchange of ideas.
I don't think they're exchanging ideas so much as sitting at the feet of someone like yourself who has actually been published. No, they're here in the hopes that some of your luck will rub off on them.
Luck? You think that it's because of luck that I'm published?
Not entirely, Mr. Kilbride.
What do you mean, not entirely?
Well, I think it was a stroke of good fortune that your last novel saw the light of day, but the previous works were well deserving of publication.
You've read my novels?
Every one.
That surprises me.
And why is that? Because I'm nothing but a societal ragamuffin who would have no interest in any activity that didn't involve someone shouting out bingo numbers to an assembled crowd of sweatpant modeling chain smokers?
No. It's just because I write spy novels. I wouldn't think spy novels would be to your taste. Besides, you've never mentioned to me that you've read them.
Would you like a report every time I read one, sir?
That's a scene from On a First Name Basis with Joan McBride as Miss Hopperstad and John Koskin as David Kilbride. Welcome to the County Writes, the County Reads, John.
Thank you.
And welcome back, Joan.
Thank you, Lynn.
Now, Joan, 2 years ago you presented the very successful one-woman play, The Belle of Amherst, a period piece about the life of the poet Emily Dickinson. Now you've chosen a two-person comedy as the next production of County Roads Theatre Company. How did you make that selection?
Well, I was looking for a play that was written by a Canadian. I was looking for a comedy, and I was looking for a two-hander because I didn't want to be all by myself on stage again, and I really wanted to tell a Canadian story. And, yeah, I guess those were the parameters. And I didn't want to go bigger than two. More than two people on stage gets a little expensive for a little theater company like us anyway. So.
Is there a big difference between playing comedy and drama? Because, of course, you've done all of it.
For me, not really. For me, the comedy is more about the timing and the tightness of the cues. And, you know, with drama, you have to keep a smile on it anyway. So to me, it's more rhythm and tempo that is the fundamental difference. And so I'm looking in the text for where the tight cues are and where the pauses are that are actually, you know, providing an attentive moment for both the actors on stage and for the audience, and then off we go again. So it's really a rhythm and tempo thing for me. Whereas with the drama, there's more of a lyrical fluidity to it throughout, and it tends to be a little bit slower, I find.
Is it more likely that you can be thrown off with a comedy depending on the audience reaction? And maybe they laugh a long time, or they maybe don't laugh where they're supposed to, or laugh where they shouldn't.
Of course. You hope that doesn't happen to you. For me, the key is staying focused on my acting partner and staying focused on that moment. And if I hear the laughter or whatever, then I just try to intensify and increase my focus so that it can't penetrate me in that situation, my character in that situation.
John, I want to go to you, but first, John McCarthy was first cast as David Kilbride. Just tell me what happened there.
Oh, we were doing so well. We began working on our own with the director, Fred Robinson, in the parish hall at St. Mary Magdalene Church. End of March, we were meeting about once a week. And by the end of June, we were actually off book, and we ran for Act 1, and we actually stumbled through Act 1 without stopping, and we were like, high five. And then my husband and I were going on vacation, and on our second day of vacation, we got a phone call, and it turned out that John had fallen and broken his hip, and he was not going to be able to do this production. It was a big shock to us.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed. My initial reaction was, I can't possibly do this play without John McCarthy.
And now you found another John.
You sure did.
John, could you just move in a little
bit?
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, John, so how did you hear that this part was now available?
Well, a friend of mine, a playwright, relayed a message that this production required another actor because the actor that had been cast broke his hip. And so I emailed, I can't remember if it was, Charles, and that I was interested. And then they asked me to come down and audition, basically, to read the play. And so I did.
And so when you say come down, that means from Ottawa.
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes.
So you live in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. So you're staying in the county.
Yes.
And how do you find the county, this small rural community from the big city of Ottawa?
I haven't seen a lot of the county, I have to say. I'm riding my bike to and from rehearsal, so I know that this road really well. It comes from my place, the old Milford Road. And I've been chased by a dog or two. But, it's beautiful. It's stunning.
I want to say that some people may have seen you on the TV show Frankie Drake as Dr. Peter Thompson, the coroner.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to ask you the same question pretty much that I asked Joan, and that's comedy or drama? Is it one harder than the other?
Dying is easy, comedy is hard. I think that's the old. I firmly believe that they both live in the same place. It's you're basically telling a story. You're listening to what's being said. You're responding, and sometimes rhythm is very important. But it's really the human condition. I think comedy comes out of a couple of things, but In this kind of work, I think it's more about the setup, delivery, payoff. So there's a problem which then gets resolved, but only resolved after, the boss is coming, the two guys go, the boss is coming. And the boss shows up and one of them says, get in the bag, the bad guys are coming, hide. So they get in the bag and they beat them, pretending they're the bad guys, and then they let them out. So there's that element to it, But I think the thing about Norm Foster is that he writes human stories. Mm. They're funny, but they're really based in a lovable human environment.
Yeah. I read people's bios, and some things jump out at me. Mm. And what jumped out at me in your bio was John is also a fight director and has worked on well over 100 productions as a choreographer. So tell me about being a fight director.
Well, I've been doing fight choreography since, 1981.
Because nobody ever thinks of that as a job.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of a hyphenate actor, director, fight director, to survive. Yeah, I worked at Stratford and the National Arts Center.
So just explain. You choreograph, if people are having a fight on stage, you choreograph. How that?
Yeah, it's kind of like a dance. It's an illusion. It's not really violence. So you're allowing the audience to believe something is going on when they know that it's not going on, but they're willing to accept that you die on stage, or that you get strangled, or whatever is happening. And I mean, they know that the actor isn't dead, but they want to believe in the story. So you're attempting not to remove them from the story. Whatever you're doing is part of it, of that story.
Yeah.
So it's just an illusion. Like, you know, we're not really, she's not really a maid, I'm not really an author, but the audience loves the idea that there are two people becoming these people on stage. Yeah. It's the same idea.
Yeah. I want to ask both of you the same questions, and that's, why did you want to become an actor? Joan?
Because it was the only thing my heart wanted to do since I was a kid, and my mom took me to see a production of Road Trip of The Sound of Music when I was 12 years old, and she thought I'd enjoy it because I like to put on shows and stuff in my living room and so on, and she had no idea that that was my defining moment. As soon as Maria walked out on the stage, I said, that's what I have to do. And for me, you know, our paths sort of go higgledy-piggledy sometimes, but it was the only thing I ever wanted to do in my life, and it still is.
John, did you have a defining moment?
I did, but I thought I was going to be a marine biologist.
Okay.
And, I sort of, at the age of 25, fell into the I fell into a production, and it was more work than anything I'd ever done, but it didn't feel like work, and a little light went off and said, you should be doing this. So I dropped everything else, and within a month I had a job, and, you know, basically have been doing this for 42 years, so.
What is the most difficult part of being an actor, Joan?
Being gentle with yourself.
Oh, and what do you mean by that? Are you hypercritical?
No, but at every step of the way, there's always a point where you wish you could have accomplished a little bit more today, and you can't. And so you have to let that go, and then focus on what you did do, look back and say, well, I did get those things done, and then know clearly what you want to accomplish for the next day. And so from the first time you pick up the script to opening night and closing night, it's basically, for me, that's the process, is this is what I got done, and this is what I want to do tomorrow, and I'm going to do it to the very best of my ability.
And John, what's the most difficult part for you, being an actor?
You know, my epitaph will say he survived everything but this. being able to keep going, you know, to keep working. Because as you work, you learn something new every time you work. And it's a great thing. But you have to find work. You have to be able to work. You have to be able to stay in your art. And it's a long road, you know. Many people fall by the wayside in their careers because they give up. And I think you can't give up. You just have to keep going, keep working, keep doing. And you will find challenges along the way. But that's what makes it so interesting, is the challenges to keep going and to keep growing, to keep, becoming a better actor, always becoming a better actor, becoming a better artist, which is always a challenge.
What is the most fun or enjoyable part about being an actor, Joan?
I was hoping you were going to ask that because it kind of follows on, doesn't it? The most enjoyable for me is allowing another human being to say, you know, I can't find other words for it, but another person's story to come alive in me, and then to have the privilege of sharing that story with an audience in hopefully a way that enlivens and enlightens their worlds as well.
John?
Well, I think communicating with the audience, you know, like together as an ensemble, and having the audience escape their lives and then join you in this play, whether the play is funny or tragic or frightening or whatever that play ends up being, and to change them in a way, you know, even if there's only one person in the audience that goes, that was life-changing. Even comedy can change somebody's life, you know. When 9/11 happened, I was doing a comedy. We were performing the next day, and the audience came, and you could feel it, in the weight in the audience. And they started to laugh, and everything lifted. You could see their souls rising up. It felt like we had done something with this comedy that was really, really meaningful to people. And that's, to me, what's really enjoyable is, you know, telling a story and making a difference. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you both. And I guess I have to say break a leg, but after John and his hip, I don't
know. We're not using that expression.
We don't want to use that. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
And that was Joe McBride and John Coneskin preparing for the opening of On a First Name Basis. The play runs Thursday through Saturday at 7, September 26th to 28th, and October 3rd to 5th, with matinees at 2 on September 29th and October 2nd. Tickets are available at Books & Company and online at countyroadstheatre.ca.